have knowledge and I don't have the knowledge. وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. You are fully acquainted with the unseen. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري. والله سبحانه وتعالى, in your knowledge, if you know that at the time when a person is reading this part of the dua, he should think about what he wants to do. والله سبحانه وتعالى, through your knowledge, you know that this matter of mine is good for me as far as three things is concerned, as far as my deen is concerned. Yeah, number one, deen is always given priority as far as my deen is concerned. The next is, this matter that I want to do, is it good for me as far as my ma'ashi, my livelihood is concerned, my dunya is concerned. And the third thing is, wa'aqibati amri, the final outcome of my matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you know, Allah, through your knowledge, you know if it's good for me, then what you should do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then person say, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used these words, ajili amri or ajili. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your knowledge, you know that it's good for me now, or it's good for me even later on. But the fact that it's good for me, then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقْتُدُرْهُ لِي, first thing is make it happen for me. Allah Pak, you ordain it for me to happen. So person is not commanding that he is doing it out of his own, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make it possible to happen. Then the next thing he says, وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after ordaining it for me, make it easy for me. Because that matter can be good for me, but it can be very hard. Sometimes it can happen that a person wants to do something and it's good for him, but it's a very, very hard and a very, very tedious matter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after ordaining it for me, after making it part of my taqdeer, then you make it easy for me. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it third dua, thumma barik li fi. After ordaining it for me, after making it easy for me, Allah pak, you give me barakat in what I want to do. Such a nice dua. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on further, وَإِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَقِبَةِ أَمْرِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your knowledge, if you know that this is not good for me, it is evil for me, as far as my deen is concerned, as far as my livelihood is concerned, as far as the outcome of my affairs are concerned, وَقَالَ آجِلِي أَمْرِي أَوْ آجِلِي, as far as the matter is concerned for me now or later on, it doesn't matter at which time it is, if it's not good for me, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي, then turn this thing away from me. Don't let me go towards it. Don't let this thing come close to me. وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ, and also turn me away from it. Divert me from it. Divert this away from me. Don't let me take this decision. Don't let me get involved in this matter, because it's not good for me now, nor is it good for me later, as far as my deen is concerned, as far as my dunya is concerned, as far as my final outcome is concerned. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَقَدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرُ حَيْثُ كَانُ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ordain good for me wherever it may be. And then after the final decision, ثُمَّ رُضِنِي بِهِ, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make me happy with your decision. Whatever it is, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to do it. But whatever your decision is at the end, you make me happy with your decision. قَالَ وَيُسَمِّي حَاجَتَهُ, رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that he should do this and state whatever he needs. Whatever a person may need, he should include it and think about it in his dua of his. Such a comprehensive dua, teaching us that when a person asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mustn't ask and demand for one thing. Rather, he leave it mutlaq, he leave it general. Allah pak, if it's good for me, as far as my deen is concerned, as far as my dunya is concerned, as far as my final matter is concerned, whether now or later, whether in your life it's good for me, then you make it happen. Make it easy for me, bless me in it. And if it's not good for me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn that away from me, turn me away from it, and at the end, Allah pak, make me happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal, such an important, such a beautiful dua. We should try and learn it. If we don't learn it, we don't know it also. Then we should try and write it down or get it written and then learn it. And there is another very short form of istikhara also. Allahumma khirli wa khtarli. Small, simple. Person wants to make a decision. At that moment, he's not sure. Then he should read this dua. Asking Allah pak for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you choose for me and you make it good for me. Allahumma khirli wa khtarli. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it good for me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you choose for me. In other words, Allah pak, make the choice of mine, the choice that your choice, through your ilm, through your knowledge. So that's one short form. And after, as I mentioned, afterwards the person still has got shak and has got doubt, then he shouldn't rush in the matter. He should make mashwara with some senior person.